7 a.m. Central Time, Tuesday, May 24th, 2022. Yes, I have the big, deep broadcast voice going on again today. And, well, what can I say? We got the Power Mall specials going on at 10% off of Miracle 2 and Willard Water products. We've also got the new Eye Complex has a DOM of 322 on the bottle. It's not an expiration date, but a date of manufacturing. And so we want to let you know that the Eye Complex is your ordering that says DOM 322 means date of manufacture, right? You're not out of date. This is not a sell-by date. It's not any kind of date. So those of you ordering the complex, see that, Eye Complex. When you see that 322 on the bottle, it's not what you think. It means it was made fresh, and it's not out of date. OptiVita has basic essentials. It's complete essentials, all the good stuff, but a smaller, cheaper, more portable package. And the new book by Perry A. called Head to Toe, Calcium Bentonite Clay is out now. You can buy the clay itself in 1 or 4 pound sizes. I cannot wait to get my hands on. I think I have some of it here. I'm going to go take a bath on it as soon as I get the bathtub hooked up. Plumber hadn't been in there yet. He's supposed to come in this week and hook up the bathtub and the showers. So can't use clay in the shower, but you can take a bath with it. Different grown by nature supplements are on closeout at 50% off. Iron and molybdenum, calcium, potassium, vitamin E, zinc, and also the Hysorb Q10 from Good Health Naturally products, also on closeout. And we have a link we're going to provide you on the email blast that will show you all the closeouts. Just click on the link. It's all there. Well, you know, Disney in Florida have been locking horns. We're going to talk to one of their Disney cast members today at 11:30 at the bottom of the hour. Nick Catarano is going to be joining us. And he's asking questions like we are. Why is Disney sexualizing and grooming children, creating identity confusion in young minds? Why are they doing it? We're going to talk about that and more. All sorts of stuff going on in the world today that's weird. Wink, wink, boutique. Anybody been up there yet in Bellingham, Washington to see what this school board member's little boutique looks like? She wants to turn your kids onto sex toys. That sounds like fun for a five-year-old. And what do you do with this thing? Well, you stick it where the sun never shines. Really? Wow. You know you want your five-year-old learning that? Come on, Mom, seriously? Go up there and pay this lady a visit. And if you give her a black eye, I'm not the one that told you to do it. Somebody needs to wake this woman up if she thinks that as a school board member, what she's got here, I mean, we're not talking conflict of interest. We're talking you have a perv on the school board. She wants to invite all these kids up there for a little soiree. Yeah, grooming, more like it. World Health Organization's at it again, spreading panic. This time about the monkeypox virus. Apparently there was some sort of a test done in some make-believe country named Brinia. A whole bunch of people died into the millions. Now they're going to roll that out. See, they did Event 21 for COVID-19. Now they're going to try it with monkeypox. I say monkey shines. And Moderna, of course, not to be outdone, is testing potential vaccines against monkeypox in preclinical trials as the disease spreads in the U.S. and Europe. What have we got? 131 cases, 106 further suspected cases. That's it. But here, it's like millions are getting it. This Jynneos vaccine, more than 1,000 doses that were approved in the U.S. in 2019, they're in this strategic national stockpile. Of course, now, how quick are you going to be willing to run out and get one, considering this is a virus? There hasn't been a vaccine yet that takes care of a virus, really. And you have to wonder, about the monkeypox itself. Who started it? Where did it get started from? And of course, the spread of the disease, this is what the AP and everybody else wants you to believe, was sexual transmission at events held in Spain and Belgium. Really? Orgies? Maybe? Monkeypox has not previously triggered widespread outbreaks beyond Africa, where it's endemic in animals. Not unless somebody has messed with it and made it transmissible to humans. Yeah, they wouldn't do that, would they? Sure they would. They're out to kill as many people as they can, monkeypox or no monkeypox. Wonder what Biden would do if he got monkeypox. Boy, you'd never see the light of day. He wouldn't be given any interviews. Washington needs a case of monkeypox, I think. They need to just go away. We need to replace our government with somebody that's actually responsible. Maybe we'll do that in November. So this is, you know, you take this for what it's worth. We are not going to panic because it's World Health Organization. These people are pathological liars. All you got to do is look at the COVID pandemic and say, okay, the boy who cried wolf. It's one of those. Now they want to start a panic over something else. Yeah, we'll tell you about that Brinia little scenario here in a minute. A Russian soldier was sentenced by a Ukrainian court on May 23rd to life in prison after he pleaded guilty to killing a civilian. Wow. Soldier Vadim Shishimarin said he shot and killed a 62-year-old civilian in late February. He was captured as part of a Russian tank battalion. Apologized to the victim's widow in court. But, of course, he's going to jail. I mean, this is what happens in war, folks. I've yet to see anybody go to jail over war here. I've seen people sharing stuff with the Chinese or the Russians and get Sing Sing. Talking about the Rosenbergs. Makes you wonder if that was real or they were just a patsy. Oh, another conspiracy theory. Gotta love that. By the way, for anybody who wants to chime in, the number is 844-769-2944 if anything you have to add to our show today. The Arizona Department of Education, you ready for this? Is directing students to LGBT-themed chat rooms for children as young as 10 years old to discuss gender and sexuality as part of its student resources. Isn't that wonderful? Little Johnny comes home and says, I want to be Julie, Mom. Where did you hear that? You remember those Dirty Johnny jokes you used to listen to when you were a kid? Ha! Here's another Dirty Johnny joke for you. Yeah, Dirty Johnny now wants to become Dirty Julie. Wow. Next thing you know, they'll be trying to convert men into women and doing sex changes so they can put them to work as strippers. Wouldn't that be fun? Yeah, these people are sick and twisted. This is Arizona Department of Education here. What are you folks out there in Arizona doing about it? Yeah, I know. Go tell your Department of Education to go sit on a prickly pear if they know what's good for them. State Farm, meanwhile, is asking employees to donate transgender books aimed at young children. According to a watchdog group, Consumers Research, State Farm is encouraging hundreds of employees to donate books promoting transgenderism to young kids and donate them to their local schools and libraries. This according to an email leaked by a whistleblower. Now imagine that. And your kid brings home one of these books. What are you going to do? Yeah, one of three books the Gender Cool Project sought to promote is a kid's book about being transgender. It encourages readers as young as five to shake off whatever confusion, skepticism, concern, or biases you might have about transgender kids. Oh, it's okay. Why is my best friend wearing a skirt? so he can go in the bathroom and rape some girl? Just like what happened in Virginia? See, this is where it's going. One day I look up, boy who feels like girl, found stories of people who were just like me, the book reads. Ah, this is just getting weird. State Farm agents, 550 State Farm agents. I know I'm not ever buying Snake Farm insurance again. I'll tell you that. It's time we boycotted them. They're woke, folks. If you have a State Farm insurance policy, it's time to change. Go with anybody but them. Cancel your homeowners. Cancel your car insurance. This is how you stop this BS. That's how you stop it, with your pocketbook. That will keep them from doing weird stuff. Brian in Waytown, how you doing, sir?
Hey, good morning. How are you?
I'm doing great so far.
Can you hear me okay?
Mm-hmm. Go for it.
Can you hear me?
I sure can. Go for it.
Okay. Are you familiar with Rick Wiles from True News?
Name rings a bell.
Okay. They had an hour-long show on Friday that you can get off the internet, TrueNews.com, going through the entire monkeypox situation and who engineered it, and it is man-made, and they go through the entire scenario. I do a class on Tuesday nights in Independence, and I'm actually going to show that tonight. We're going to go through and discuss it.
Okay, you say Independence. Is that Missouri?
Yes, that's in Independence, Missouri.
Okay, so you're in Raytown.
Yep, I'm in Raytown, which Independence is one of the suburb areas.
Oh, I know. I used to live in Kansas City. I used to do morning drive in Kansas City, so I know.
Oh, okay.
So, yeah, know it well. And so you teach a class, and what are you teaching again? How they manufactured monkeypox?
We do conspiracy theories, prepper stuff. We do all kinds of things. I try to cover the gambit so that we can get people up to speed. And I bought a greenhouse about 3 weeks ago, and I'm getting ready to set it up on my farm. I took it down. It took me about 3 days by myself. It'll probably take me a week to put it up by myself.
Ah, by yourself. Yep.
Yeah.
Usually, if you got two people, it goes quicker. I haven't put mine up yet because I'm still waiting to clear out my lot. So.
My phone is acting kind of funny. I'm kind of in a weird zone, so I should probably let you go and all the suckets in the future.
All right. Sounds like a winner, Brian. Appreciate your comment. And it's always good to know that monkeypox is man-made, and it's probably destined to do the same thing that COVID did. So we appreciate your call. By the way, there's a video that you don't want to miss. It's on your inbox that you're going to be getting the email blast in. The Liberty man, John Moore, warns Mike Adams about China's impending invasion of the United States. Now, there's some interesting fear-mongering for you. John Moore, however, has been pretty right on about a lot of stuff. So that's why they call him the Liberty Man. Now just imagine. You've got all sorts of interesting dialogue going on right now about China. The fact that the Bidens, you know, wonder what Bidens would do if Chinese attacked the United States. Probably not one damn thing. Bidens don't care if China attacks us. These people, you know, they're twisted, they're sick. They don't understand that when the Chinese government comes to D.C. to take over, they're going to eliminate Biden, his son, his wife. They're going to take over that Rehoboth Beach house, and they're going to party like it's 1999. They're going to kill off every single FBI, CIA, you name it. They will infiltrate D.C. like nobody's business and take out everybody in Congress. They will annihilate the entire town and rid them of politicians because they don't need to be told what to do by some politician in Washington. They don't even listen to us. What makes you think the Chinese are, they're going to listen to them? They're not. They don't care. So if the Chinese do decide to come in here and invade us, will you be ready? You going to take them on? I mean, I would. And it's not going to happen in the form of blue hats either. You're not going to see those powder blue helmets. That's UN. UN's going to do nothing either. China will go in there and clean that out. See, China's about world domination. They don't care about anything else, right? They don't care about State Farm asking their employees to donate transgender books. No, they don't put up with that. They'll just go take out State Farm while they're at it. So you can watch that video and take away from it what you think. Might be just scare tactic. Who knows? Might be just another way to motivate people. Oh, by the way, regarding that monkeypox monkey business, Florida health officials confirm they're investigating a possible case of monkeypox. All right, repeat after me. Lions and tigers and bears. Oh, my. Lions and tigers and bears. Oh, my. Come on. Lions and tigers and bears. Oh, my. Yeah, you see the panic? This is the propaganda, folks. The whole idea is not to get into close range with somebody that's got weird skin conditions. This is not the contagious stuff. You got to actually rub elbows with somebody that's got it. You know, it's not, if you get in within range of their clothing has contaminated pus on it. The whole idea is not getting in touch with the contaminated clothing, folks. Nobody said you got to wash your feet off before you go into the house. Nobody said you have to wash your groceries off. Remember all that crap they did to you when COVID hit? And you really want to believe them now? Oh, but the government is always right. I saw it on the internet. It must be true. Oh, NBC said it must be true. They said it on The View. It must be true. Those honyaks. So documents from a 2021 international security exercise showed monkeypox bio attack on May 15th of this year. How do they know that that was the date? This is the focus of a March exercise. The initial outbreak was caused by a terrorist attack using a pathogen engineered in a laboratory with inadequate biosafety and biosecurity provisions and weak oversight. Sounds like Wuhan. I don't know. Galveston, Texas has one. North Carolina's got one. And is Fort Detrick, Maryland really closed? Huh. Makes you wonder. Is this propaganda? Is it BS? What is it? In the first move, because they've divided the discussions into three moves, it's a 10-page report. 1,421 cases of the virus resulted in four deaths reported in the little make-believe country of Brinia. Oh, yes, let's all go to La La Land, shall we? By January 10th, 2023, 7 months later, the virus has spread to 83 countries, 70 million cases worldwide, 1.3 million people have died. Researchers have learned the virus was engineered to be vaccine resistant. Ah, darn. Jab's not going to work. Those of you Democrats out there that can't put up with another one of these things, you know, you ever seen a movie, Pump Up the Volume, with Christian Slater and what the one student did to himself because he was lonely? Yeah, well, I'm not going to be the one to tell you to go blow your brains out. If you want to go do that, that's on you. Just remember, we got to leave a note, pal. Yeah, if you don't want to be around here anymore and you don't want to put up with it, you know, then I'm not going to be accused of criminal conspiracy to cause somebody to blow their brains out. So go watch the movie and figure it out. That's my storyline. I'm not ordering you to do anything stupid, including taking a vaccine that they say there's 1,000 doses of international stock. Do you really believe that garbage? I can't believe anything this government tells me these days. Notice they keep moving the goalpost dates on the fact that when Social Security is going to be bankrupt and solvent, they won't be able to pay Social Security benefits out anymore. The year keeps moving. Crazy, isn't it? By May 10th, 2023, according to this report, there's been 480 million cases, 27 million fatalities worldwide. By December 2023, cases have reached 3.2 billion, 271 million people have died. Oh, they're not trying hard enough. More plagues. Yeah, I know. People are reading the Word of God, are looking at Revelation and going, oh, yeah, we're in tribulation. It's the plague. Yeah, the World Health Organization. What good are you? You can't stop it. Now, the question you should be asking yourself, was the monkeypox virus engineered? Now, they are all saying all indications are it's naturally occurring. It's remarkable. Coincidence, isn't it? This is a problem I have with conspiracy theories and the problem I have with this media twisting the truth. This is a big problem, folks. Monkeypox. Yeah. Oh, it's one of the plagues. Quick, run, hide. Do I hear grocery shopping online? Remember what? There are people from COVID still doing this, folks. There are people doing this from COVID. They're still barricaded in their house. They're so damn scared they don't want to come out and communicate with people. God, what a lonely life that must be. We can't all be free, but we have to have security. Oh, thank God for that TSA agent. Yeah, TSA in my book is tough caca, a-hole. You can fill in the actual acronym yourself. That's what TSA means in my book, because it's a big waste of taxpayer dollars to try to make me feel safer while they invade my body with radiation. That's why I like that Dale Jones comedian little clip that you can go on YouTube and watch, where he stands and he says, look, if I'm going to go stand in one of those X-ray machines at the airport, I'm going to put on a show. Yeah, I don't know that I'd try that unless you want to get arrested. What can I say? We got Disney cast member coming up here after the break. Nick Catarano will be joining us to talk about Florida's battle with Woke Mickey and Minnie after the break. Stay with us.
Hi, this is Jay at the Power Mall. I thought I would discuss an item that's very valuable to my personal health and well-being. That product is called Curcumin X4000. Its potent antioxidant properties have been shown to decrease swelling and allow us to enjoy our golden years. Take control over your health today, guys. Order Curcumin by calling 877-817-9829 or order at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
Hi, this is Jay at the Power Mall. When talking of great immune support, a line of products comes to my mind. That's North American Urban Spice. We carry the Resvital Caps, Sinew Orega, Oreganol Juice, Purely C, Chaga Max, Collagen Power Plus, Orega Rest, Super Strength Oregano Oil, Black Seed, and many more. Support small businesses when you buy from the good guys. Go to thepowermall.com. Or call 877-817-9829.
Hi, this is Catherine at the Power Hour. The Power Mall began when Joyce Riley discovered an all-natural soap that heals skin issues and can replace your bathing, laundry, and household cleaning products. That soap is Miracle 2 and is made from natural minerals and coconut extract with no added fragrances or colors and is naturally concentrated and biodegradable. I guarantee after you discover how amazing Miracle 2 products are, you'll recommend them to everyone you know. To order, call 877-817-9829 or visit thepowermall.com today. You'll learn why so many people say, it's not just soap, it's a miracle.
Boost your immune system naturally this year with olive oregano, a potent germ killer. This is the true wild oregano oil P73, a blend of edible spices of wild oregano grown on natural mineral-rich soils. Research published in the International Journal of Food Microbiology found that olive oregano is an excellent germicide capable of killing a wide range of fungi and bacteria. Get it today by visiting thepowermall.com or calling 877-817-9829.
We've all heard about antibiotics, but what about probiotics? Antibiotic means against life. Probiotic means pro-life. Antibiotics kill bacteria that are infectious and harmful to the body. They also kill the good bacteria, though, that are necessary for good health. Probiotics from Living Streams replaces the healthy balance of friendly bacteria and normalizes the digestive tract. Gastritis, ulcers, diarrheal disease, it's just a few of the problems people develop when the intestinal flora is out of balance. Living Streams probiotics create the healthy balance needed for good digestion, suppresses growth of pathogenic bacteria, and actually increases resistance to infection. Call the Power Hour, 877-817-9829. Order your Living Stream probiotics today. They're available in 2, 4, and 8-ounce bottles, and Living Streams probiotics comes with a money-back guarantee. Get your body back in balance with Living Streams probiotics today. 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Living Streams probiotics. Everyone should be pro-life.
Minutes after the hour of 11 a.m. Tuesday, May 24th, 2022. Welcome back to the Power Hour segment. We are just shucking and jiving here. You know what that is, right? That's what you used to do back in the soul days. Everybody likes soul. White people like soul. Y'all like Aretha Franklin and Wilson Pickett. How many times I played Mustang Sally at a wedding reception or a party and everybody went crazy? See, I like that soul. They like the pounds of sounds and stacks of wax and more wattage in their cottage, right? Remember Jerry Blavitt from WFIL in Philadelphia, the geeter with the heater, the boss with the hot sauce? Remember all that? Ah, yes, the days of radio. Days gone by. Where'd all the entertainment go now? It all got woke. Yeah, we are still trying to reach out and get a connection with the guy that's got a website called goofyvaccine.com.
That's goofy.
Yeah, I do pretty good goofy. I told you I did 80 different character voices, didn't I? And we're going to talk about why Disney gets woke here as soon as we can get Nick Catarano on the line. In the meantime, I'll just continue with news and your phone calls. 844-769-2944 is the number to call. We were talking about monkeypox, monkey shines. It looks as if Marjorie Taylor Greene and Herschel Walker are going to win the Georgia GOP primaries. However, when they get to the general election, I have a feeling that Herschel Walker is going to run into some pretty crazy demonization from the media. I predict all of his domestic disturbance police contacts are going to come to the forefront. You want a wife beater in your office representing you in the Senate? They have to vet these candidates, folks. NFL player, college Heisman Trophy winner. It doesn't matter. Look what happened to, I can't even remember his name. The one that played for, lives in Cleveland and played for the Chiefs. Their running back, domestic beater. And, NFL kicked him out. And Herschel Walker, he has not met his demons yet, but he's about to. I have a feeling the other side is going to gear up and throw some serious money at him. And you're going to see a lot of that Walker trashing in Georgia. And you wonder why or how they got to all of these people. The Census Bureau. That's how they get redistricting. And so if you can fudge the census figures, guess what? You can redistrict according to the way you want it. The U.S. Census Bureau undercounted 5 red states and overcounted 6 blue states in the 2020 census. What do you think that's going to do? And, of course, the left-wing Brookings Institute executives accuse the administration of trying to hijack the process and imperil America's future. I mean, see, now you know there's a back door to this whole equation. Think about that. And do a little research into your situation with the census. Some people didn't respond. Wow. But speaking of responding,
Hi there, boys and girls. It's Nick Catarano. He's joining us on the Power Hour.
How you doing, Nick? What's going on?
I'm good, David. How are you?
Well, I'm doing good. You got the goofyvaccine.com website.
Hey, did I do pretty good?
You did. That's pretty good. You want a job? I think Disney's probably looking for people to hire.
I don't think so. I don't think I'm into that. Not the woke, and certainly not sexualizing and grooming kids. That's not my cup of tea. I raised five of them, and they all, I never spared the rod and spoiled the child. My kids are all, you know, working professionals and doing well. So,
good.
But the
good
thing is,
that.
you've obviously, Nick, you've obviously had some issues down there, and one of them is Ron DeSantis taking away, through his political influence and that of the legislature, the Reedy Creek Improvement District Act, which apparently is going to go away as of July of next year. Obviously, you've heard some rumblings on the ground about, you know, little things going on within Disney. What are you hearing in the back channel?
Well, you know, I think it's all pretty amazing to all of us. Just the fact that Disney has chosen to take this stance. For anybody who doesn't, if any of your listeners aren't aware, the Parental Rights and Education Bill is specifically just to get educators, people involved with children in these schools, not to speak of their sexual orientation, to teach sex, from pre-K to third grade. That's it. Leave the kids alone. Let kids be kids. Don't start trying to confuse them. And a very small minority, if that, started speaking out and putting pressure on Disney. And Disney caved rather than being the adults in the room and realizing, hey, this is our industry, is about children. They decided to double down and take the stance that grooming kids is a good strategy. And then with Christopher Ruffo's release of the videos that were leaked, which I kind of think Disney wanted out there, we found out that they were grooming kids and that this is part of their business model or their belief system. And that prompted Governor DeSantis to take action. There was a lot of chatter that this wasn't a problem and it didn't exist. But I think everybody knows, you know, now that DeSantis has taken this stand, thank God, it's opened up a lot of conversations. I've had a lot of conversations with friends that I had no idea what was going on with their kids in the school, and everybody's got horror stories. And now we see things like on Twitter, the lives of TikTok, where, you know, all these teachers are revealing themselves. And even yesterday, State Farm, it was leaked that they were trying to recruit some of their agents to distribute these gender fluid or gender cool, I think it was called, books to kindergartners, to 5-year olds and those people that are working with these young kids. So it's just really amazing. And it's not just Disney. We, you know, just seeing that, I think Fisher Price was releasing some transgender with RuPaul or something for toddlers. This is a bigger cultural issue, but Disney is definitely the spearhead, and Disney's is the culture creator. They don't follow culture. They're the leaders of culture. So that's why this is a really, really big deal. And I think with the Reedy Creek, DeSantis was sending a strong message that there's no reason we should be giving you benefits if you're going to attack our kids. And not only that, they're attacking the legislative process when they agreed and openly swore that they were going to fight against this and fight the legislative process. And then again, they're doing it from California. Their headquarters is in California, and they want to get into Florida's business when 67% of the parents in Florida, or the voters for that right, supported Ron DeSantis's parental rights and education bill. So it's really an insane time when we're watching it. But this is a bigger, there's a bigger story here when you're watching all these big corporations jump into this kind of stuff. And it's really hard to understand, but I from my observation, this is how you tear a country apart. And you go after the kids. You created a generation of kids that have no idea what's up or down, what truth is. It's like the ship of crazy heading deep out into the seas, and the shores of truth are nowhere to be found. And I think you're able to control those kind of people a lot easier, which is why there's such a concerted, widespread effort to really go after the kids.
That is a lot said. Now, what are the rest of your coworkers? You've obviously had a chance to get with your other cast members and toss some ideas around. Do they all agree with what you're saying, or are they in lockstep with Disney's policy?
You know, I think you know, even with the mandates, right, the vaccine mandates, and now we have still discrimination. DeSantis helped do away with the mandates, but we still deal with discrimination. You find that everybody that's pro-mandate, pro-discrimination, pro-mask, pro, they're all kind of into this ball of wax, you know, into this one set of belief systems. But I think by Disney doing this attack on parental rights, they threw a real curveball at people. And I think it caught a lot of people off guard that were in the other camp, and they realized, wait a minute, I don't disagree with, you know, gays' freedom to rights, but how is it that you want to go after my five-year-old and confuse them at that point? So you have a lot of people like that that I think are just kind of stunned. You have a lot of people that are have quietly come out and shared their stories with me. Oh, my God, all these things that have happened. My eight-year-old was I go to a teacher conference, and they told me how they were helping my eight-year-old transition into a gay lifestyle for 6 months based on that he was more friendly with boys than girls and he was involved in a love triangle. And my friend was horrified going, he's 8 years old. So you got a lot of people that are encouraged by what DeSantis did. A lot of people are against it. We've had rallies already that have brought up a lot of people. We had a worship and a hold the line rally recently with John Foyt outside of Disney's gates, and a lot of people showed up for that. And even people, gay friends that I know that are totally against this because they realize it's not even a gay thing anymore. They're trying to confuse kids about their gender identity. And it's amazing because you see that connection with the Biden administration where they want to push the puberty blockers and they want to have forced doctors into these transition surgeries. So yeah, everybody, there's a lot of people agree with me. A lot of them probably silently, but I'm really impressed by the people I didn't see coming, just reaching out and hugging me because they see me in the fight and speaking up and telling me that I'm a voice for them as well. So it's, you know, there's a lot of good people at Disney that are working at Disney, and it's unfortunate because it has complicated, and it's even complicated my relationship to my job there, which I have loved for years. But at the same time, I have, after much debate, you know, internal dialogue and prayer, I just want to remain a voice there. I want to remain a face, and I want to be able to you know, continue to speak up and show up. And help people understand the issues and I pray to turn things around. But it doesn't seem, I don't know if there's any turning around Disney at this point. They've really committed themselves.
Well, it's corporate that's doing this. And so what Disney cast member do you play, by the way? Can we ask? Or is that a deep, dark CBS secret? Like, who's Mr. Ed?
I'm not a character. I'm a character in some ways, but I deal with the guests directly. And I try not to be specific, just to respect and not complicate things over there.
Okay. So besides the discrimination as far as the mandates and whatnot, Disney Pixar, from my show notes here, is casting for its first animated transgender character.
Sure.
Now, how do you cast for somebody that's animated? They're just looking for the voice?
I got no clue. We're not dealing in the realm of sanity or reason anymore. We're in some other realm now where everything can be reimagined and men are women and women are men. And yet they're sending men claiming to be women into rehabs and jails and getting women pregnant. But yeah, we're out of the realm of rationality and sanity. So I think they just want to do that for some kind of PR value.
I would think so. 844-769-2944 is the number to call in if you want to talk to Nick Catarano. This is a really tough stance that you've taken, going against the grain. Have Disney officials contacted you and told you to put a lid on it?
No, I've been really surprised. You know, we had a legal team set up to fight against the mandates. And then now we have a legal team drawing up the complaints to fight against discrimination. I don't know if that plays into effect how they've left me personally alone. But nobody's early on, They approached me and they thanked me for my tone. I had one area leader thank me for my tone and for my professionalism when I thought that Disney could be reasoned with. But since then, I've seen a lot of things that are unreasonable and punitive. But to this point, nobody has said anything to me. And I'm grateful for that. Thank God.
Yeah, for sure. Is the Disney Entertainment president with transgender pansexual children wants half of future characters to be LGBTQIA or racial minorities? This according to BizPak Review. And I was reading the undertones to this thing, all the Disney child stars, Britney Spears, Christina Aguilera, Miley Cyrus. And, of course, as adults, they've kind of gone off the rails. The question we want to know is, were their experiences at Disney in part to blame? Is it a business model? I mean, Britney Spears, mental illness, and then her father comes in and takes conservatorship. Christina Aguilera's tragic real-life story. Miley Cyrus disclosing true psychological damage of playing Hannah Montana. I mean, is Disney, you think they're responsible for manufacturing this kind of behavior?
You know, I don't know, but it's a clear pattern, right? You're seeing there. I think it's Ariana Grande, which is another Disney graduate. Yeah, and you see a pattern, and you gotta wonder. You know, I don't think kids are meant for this kind of business, and kids are meant to live a life as in innocence as much as possible. And what all this stuff does is rob them of their innocence. The people that are in these industries, we're finding out more and more that they're there for not the right reasons. So there's no telling what goes on in all that. But it's really interesting just to see the pattern, and also to see that here were all these young ladies who built such a big following as young Disney stars, and as soon as they were old enough to go crazy, they just went off the rail and took the cliff, and they took all these young fans with them into that experience, and it just can't help but wonder, is that a business model? Is that because they clearly seem to be, and I call it, you know, tools in the Marxist toolbox. I mean, it's destroying the fabric of our country. It's destroying the fabric of the family. It's ripping us apart. And stuff like this, when you come after the kids, and you look at all these Disney shows that made the parents look like bumbling idiots. You know, we've been watching that, and you know, you don't pay much attention to it. But as you begin to connect the dots from hindsight now, you begin to realize there's a real attack on the family structure. And this just seems to be a pattern, and you wonder if this is, you know, the goal is to take all these kids with them on this journey, and to continue to create this environment where you have a really a lot of, I look at the suicide rates for young people now. I have been close to family members and different people with these challenges with young people that have never had before. None of this is good. I mean, we're going in a direction that's so terrible, and yet there's a doubling down to the point where Disney has taken the stand where they want to fight and bet everything, all the marbles, on the being allowed to groom young kids. So it's insane. It's insane at best. Criminal, and I just think it's more of a concerted effort. As you see all these corporations pushing all these things, you realize that there's something more to this than just somebody there with an idea.
I guess they want their profit margin to shrink, because I just told everybody to cancel their State Farm policies after this.
Who would ever thought State Farm? I mean, where did that come from? That's the insanity of this. Where did that come from? And you know, there's a lot of chatter of World Economic Forum and BlackRock and all this. I don't know, but it seems to be that all these companies, and I'm hearing from companies, people inside Southwest Airlines with all the CRT that they're pushing and all this different ideologies, I'm hearing it all over the place. So it's just amazing. You don't see it coming from these places, but they really hate us. I mean, it's just clearly they hate their own people. They hate our country. They hate what we stood for. They hate what made us great. And that should be a wake-up call to everybody that we really need to rally and take a stand together.
You're right, we do. Now, you're also something I noticed here in the show notes, an active member of County Citizens Defending Freedom, CCDF USA. They were at the recent Clay Clark event.
Yeah, I'm here in the studios right now at the CCDF studios in Florida. Yeah, I'm definitely a part of them. They're doing a wonderful job. They backed me in my fight for Disney when I was just learning about them. And as I got more involved on different issues and watched their game plan, they got a winning strategy. And I really encourage everybody to check them out.
Right. And see, that's one of the reasons why I brought it up is because they were at the Clay Clark event in Myrtle Beach where I was speaking on stage. And the thing is, we've always said that it's about community, about getting people to rally in your own county, because you have a much better chance of resisting at the county level than you do at any other level, because it's in your face. They're in your face. I mean, have you noticed that's kind of the way that this organization is working?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, you look at, I think when we look around the world and we realize we're under attack on all, you know, election integrity at the borders, all these transgender issues and race issues. And I mean, they're just throwing things, inflation. We're being thrown all kind of things, and it could be overwhelming and paralyzing. But, the analogy I like to use is, how do you eat the elephant? You look at the elephant, you realize you got to eat it. Eat it one bite at a time. And
that's
I
right.
think that's the beauty of CCDF, is they say, you don't have to save the country and the world. You have to save your county. Focus on your county. We'll all focus on our counties together, and together we'll save the nation. And they put a lot of intelligence and legal and great lawyers involved. So they have a game plan, and that's how you do it. You get the citizens engaged. You remind them of what it means to be an American and what rights you have. And our government is not operating the way it was intended to operate, and we got to take it back. And we got to take it back just eating one bite at a time, and getting engaged and winning these school board seats and these local commissioner boards and these local officials, and then working our way up.
Makes sense. Patrice in Ohio, you're on the phone with Nick Catarano. What say you this morning?
Hi.
Hi, Patrice.
Hi. This is all by design. I mean, they've been doing this for centuries, if not, you know, millennia. It's all to destroy anything good. It's a battle between good and evil. As Dave and I talked a week ago or 2 weeks ago, people just don't believe how evil is.
Yeah.
This is all by design.
I think when you
when
you lift the hood up on all this, you realize how ugly it really is. The more you get into it, the more you're into the fight, you realize how much evil, even on the people who you think are on your side. As a Christian, I totally believe it's a battle of good and evil, for sure.
Yeah, and I mean, they've got the playbook. They're doing their playbook. I just see, you know, when we talk about local governments and local, and I agree with that, but I think the bigger picture is, and I've felt this way since, like, 2015, that, you know, this country is going to be divided, and like-minded people are going to gravitate towards each other, and that's how it's going to get split up, because people will not live in communities. They'll leave. People are going to migrate towards what they believe in on all levels.
I was kind of joking around and had a plan where we could do a house trading plan. So if you're in California and you're more conservative and like-minded, and you want to get to Florida, and people in Florida that are more liberal-minded and like what's going on out there, we could just switch value for value. And then we can leave all those states to themselves and let them destroy themselves, because we know that in every liberal district, and you're looking at all these big cities that are falling apart, all they're destroying their own citizens' lives out there. It would be really an interesting experiment if we could just get everybody together on one side of the country, everybody together on the other side of the country, let the experiment play out, and maybe we'll win some minds after that. But I think as we're seeing the country fall apart, I think people are really starting to wake up. And I'm hoping they wake up before it's too soon.
I agree. Well, thank you.
I appreciate your call, Patrice. Thanks so much. We appreciate it. Nick, do you have time to stay on after the break to talk a little
sure.
bit more about what's going on and how we can wake up a little bit of America here? We are getting ready to take our top of the hour break, of course, and we're on the phone with Nick Catarano. He's at Disney. He works at Disney, right? Been there, what, 18 years now?
Yes.
So, you know,
18 years and still there.
Yep, still, that's a good thing. But, I mean, the thing is there are people that think like you that still work at Disney, so there may be some saving grace there. That's one of the things that, you know, we grew up with Disney. Most of us did. Most of us understand The Little Mermaid and all the other stuff that's out there. And we've heard all of the back channel rumors and conspiracy theories about what The Little Mermaid stood for and all this other stuff. So, you know, this out of the box, in your face kind of stuff, it just isn't Disney. And obviously somebody got in their head. We'll be back with Nick Catarano after this break. Top of the hour, of course, here on the Power Hour. Dave Krieger with you. And if you've got comments, questions, 844-769-2944 is the number to call after we come back. See you.
We've all heard about antibiotics, but what about probiotics? Antibiotic means against life. Probiotic means pro-life. Antibiotics kill bacteria that are infectious and harmful to the body. They also kill the good bacteria, though, that are necessary for good health. Probiotics from Living Streams replaces the healthy balance of friendly bacteria and normalizes the digestive tract. Gastritis, ulcers, diarrheal disease is just a few of the problems people develop when the intestinal flora is out of balance. Living Streams probiotics create the healthy balance needed for good digestion, suppresses growth of pathogenic bacteria, and actually increases resistance to infection. Call the Power Hour, 877-817-9829. Order your Living Stream probiotics today. They're available in 2, 4, and 8-ounce bottles, and Living Streams probiotics comes with a money-back guarantee. Get your body back in balance with Living Streams Probiotics today. 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Living Streams Probiotics. Everyone should be pro-life.
As you all know, everything begins with an idea. Ideas have helped shape the very world we live in. ThePowerMall.com began as an idea, allowing entrepreneurs and small business owners like yourself the opportunity to not only survive, but thrive in an era where corporations dominate. ThePowerMall.com is a small family-owned business who has partnered with companies you've come to rely on and trust over the years, like North American Urban Spice, Miracle 2 Soaps, Vitamir, Numana Food Storage, to name just a few. Fight back against large corporations when you buy from thepowermall.com. Need to speak to a real person? Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
Hi, this is Jay at the Power Mall. I thought I would discuss an item that's very valuable to my personal health and well-being. That product is called Curcumin X4000. Its potent antioxidant properties have been shown to decrease swelling and allow us to enjoy our golden years. Take control over your health today, guys. Order Curcumin by calling 877-817-9829 or order at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.